Good afternoon. Temperatures are starting to rebound after a frigid start this morning, where lows reached to negative 23 degrees Fahrenheit at Old Forge and Indian Lake, based on the New York State Mesonet. Afternoon high temperatures should reach the low to mid 20s for most valley areas, and perhaps even around 30 degrees across the mid-Hudson Valley. Northern higher elevations should only reach the teens. Skies should be mostly sunny to sunny through at least the early afternoon, with some high clouds increasing during the mid to late afternoon. For tonight, a weakening upper-level disturbance will pass north of the region. Some weak forcing from this passing disturbance, in combination with a surge of mid-level warm air advection, should allow for a period of very light snow or flurries to develop across areas mainly north of the I-90 corridor. A coating to less than 1 inch will be possible in these areas, although isolated amounts of 1 to 2 inches should occur across portions of the western Mohawk Valley, northern Taconics, southern Greens, and northern Berkshires. Otherwise, gusty south winds will be possible within the north and south valleys, with strongest gusts possible close to the capital region, where gusts may reach around 25 miles per hour. Temperatures will likely reach the minimum this evening and then rise overnight. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moist onshore flow continues from the Pacific, moving into the northwest, will aid in producing rain for lower elevations of the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, while heavy snow showers develop over higher elevations. The snow should begin in the Cascades and move into the Northern Rockies and Wind River Mountains and Tetons on Saturday and into the Central Rockies by Sunday. Over a foot of snow can be expected in these areas over the weekend. Bitterly cold temperatures will moderate over the Midwest to Great Lakes on Saturday. The colder than average temperatures under the cold high pressure system will moderate over eastern U.S. and the interior Northeast by Sunday. Taking a look at the past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperatures extremes, they ran from a high of 90 degrees at Brighton Reservation in Florida to a low of negative 36 at 1 mile north of Massartis, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, we are looking at sunny skies with highs near the low 30s, wind chill values making it feel like we are in the upper teens. In Boston, mostly sunny skies with highs near the mid to upper 20s. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds throughout the course of the day with highs reaching into the low 30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 35, while the average low is 17. The record high of 55 was set back in 2006, while the record low of negative 22 was set back in 1943. Today's sunrise was at 6:53 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:26 p.m. That's a total of 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an additional 2 minutes and 40 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper teens and low 20s, wind chill values still feeling below zero at points. For the night tonight, we stay mostly cloudy. We'll start to see the chance for some snow showers after midnight as the overnight lows drop down into the low teens and in the single digits. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 20s, a couple spots heading into the low 30s. For the night tonight, steady increase in clouds as temperatures only drop into the low 20s. Wind gusts could reach above 20 miles per hour overnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. For the night tonight, increasing clouds with overnight lows in the low 20s and a chance for some light snow after midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies with highs only reaching into the low 20s. For the night tonight, steady increase in clouds with overnight lows in the teens, a chance for some light snow after midnight. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 20s. For the night tonight, we see a chance for snow showers after midnight, increasing clouds throughout the course of the overnight hours as overnight lows drop only into low 20s, breezy as well, with wind gusts getting as high as 20 miles per hour. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny skies with highs reaching into the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselbach.